ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing as our color guard leaves the playing field. Thank you, Tulare County Fire Department, and thank you for your service. All right, Spirit Radio, my city's local Christian radio station, would like to kick off the game. We're going to send it down to Isabella, who's with tonight's play ball.
Good evening, and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game four of this six-game series against the San Jose Giants. They are the single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, and your Rawhide, of course, are the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. On the mound today for the Rawhide is Jose Cabrera. He's looking for win number three of the season. And here's the starting lineup for the San Jose Giants that he will be facing. Leading him off in center field, Turner Hill, followed by the second baseman, Jose Ramos. Batting third is the designated hitter, Reggie Crawford. This is the first time we're seeing him in the lineup as a batter this series. In the cleanup spot behind the plate is O'Neal Perez, followed by the left fielder, Matt Higgins. Batting sixth at short, Anthony Rodriguez. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Thomas Covello, followed by the first baseman, Andrew Cagel. And batting ninth in right is P.J. Hilson. On the mound today for the Giants is the right-handed pitcher, Manuel Mercedes. And here's the Rawhide lineup that he'll be facing. Leading off in left, Anderson Rojas, followed by the second baseman, Manuel Pena. Batting third behind the plate is David Martin, followed by the designated hitter, Julio Carrion. He's the cleanup batter. At first base, Gavin Condicello, followed by the center fielder, Alvin Guzman. Batting seventh and right, Donier Sanabria, followed by the third baseman, Johan Benitez. And then batting ninth is the shortstop, Juan Corniel. All right, we are almost ready for first pitch. There's a ball currently down the line in left field that one of our bat boys is going to have to go and get right now. And then we'll be ready for first pitch. We are a few minutes behind schedule. It is currently 7:04 local time.
First pitch of the game.
First pitch misses outside ball one. First pitch is at 7:04. It is a little bit warmer today here in Visalia. It hit the high 80s, mid 80s. The pitch. Line towards right field. Sanabria is not going to get to it. Lands in front of the barn. Hill rounding first, heading for second, thinking about three, but he'll stop at second. And it's a lead-off double for the center fielder, his third double of the season.
Batting second in the lineup for San Jose, second baseman, number 16, Jose Ramos.
Lead-off man in scoring position already for the Giants. Now Jose Ramos bats from the right side. The pitch misses low. The pitch is a strike at the knees, 1-1 count. Catching for Cabrera today is David Martin, followed by the third baseman, Johan Benitez. This is his first game at third that we've seen him. The pitch misses inside. Two balls and a strike. Shortstop, Juan Corniel. Second baseman, Manuel Pena. And at first, it is Gavin Contasello. The pitch fouled off. Two balls, two strikes. By the way, it is currently 86 degrees here in Visalia. The 2-2 tries to check his swing. A pitch just a little low. They appeal down, and David Sabal is on the bases, says he did not go. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Tatum Littleton. Ooh, maybe a little low, but a great pitch from Cabrera. Full count. The pitch. That one misses inside and maybe a little low again. Ball four. Tough start for Cabrera. Leadoff double followed by a walk. Finishing off the defensive alignment for the Rawhide in left field, Anderson Rojas. Center field, Alvin Guzman. And in right, it is Jonier Sanabria. Here's Reggie Crawford, the designated hitter. If you remember, he started the game on Tuesday. He's a two-way player for the Giants. The pitch is a strike on the high outside corner. So Crawford did start on Tuesday, and he will be used as a designated hitter. He has not played the field for the Giants. Oh, 1. Line towards left field. Rojas comes over, makes the running catch. The throw to second will not be in time. Hill returns back safely. That's the first out of the inning. Still runners on first and second. One away for the catcher, O'Neill Perez.
The catcher, number 8, O'Neill Perez.
First pitch, misses low. One oh, misses inside, ball two. Infield at double play depth. They are shading slightly to the left. Left side of the infield is dealing with the sun in their eyes. 2-0. A strike on the inside corner. Perez thought it was inside. He kind of leaned out of the way. If you're watching with us on Bally Live, you're able to see the replay there. I think it was just coming inside, but stopped a little short. I didn't see a whole lot of movement on that pitch. 2-1. Ground ball to the shortstop. Corniel has it. Throws to second. On to first. In time. A 6-4-3 inning ending double play. Despite the leadoff double followed by a walk, the Giants are unable to score in the first. And we're heading into the bottom half of the first inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Business owners have questions.
Should I finance now or wait till rates go down?
Peter, I can't see you. Can you see me? Your father's your old man.
I'm so proud of you, Peter.
Hey, Ari, why don't we chat about your
beauty? That air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
What do you say we head to the bottom half of the first inning, batting for the Rawhide. Left fielder number 35, Anderson Rojas.
Anderson Rojas leading it off for the Rawhide in the bottom half of the first inning. First pitch misses low and out, ball one. On the mound today for the Giants is Manuel Mercedes, right-handed pitcher. 1-0. Misses outside, ball two. Whenever I'm doing my game notes, I always get excited whenever the other team throws a right-handed pitcher, simply because of the record against lefties. Rawhide are 3-14 against righties. Still not fantastic, but 16-21, much better record. The pitch is popped up into left field. Higgins goes back. It stays in the yard. One away. Catching today for Mercedes, O'Neill Perez, the third baseman, Thomas Gavello, shortstop, Anthony Rodriguez, second baseman, Jose Ramos, and at first base is Andrew Cachel. From left to right, Matt Higgins, Turner Hill, and P.J. Hilson. Manuel Pena bats from the left side. He takes ball one low, wearing those pink and black cleats again with the pink batting gloves, my favorite cleat combo that we have on the team. Although I will say, David Martin, who's on deck, I like the red cleats with the red gloves. The pitch is fouled off. Infield shading to the right. Mercedes this season is 1-1 with a 2.25 ERA. One, fouled off. Yesterday, the Rawhide fell to the Giants by a score of 6-4. All three games this series have been close ones. The Rawhide have just fallen by two runs in each contest. But because of the three wins, the Giants have guaranteed a split. The pitch misses outside. Ball two, two balls and two strikes. Rawhide still have a chance to split, but they need to win the next three games. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Nobody on in a scoreless bottom of the first. The pitch is lined directly to the second baseman, Ramos, and he makes the play. Two down, and the catcher, David Martin, comes to the plate. He'll bat from the left side. Infield, shifting to the right still. Pitch to Martin. Misses inside. Martin is batting .278 this season. Was the designated hitter yesterday. Did drive in a run with a sacrifice fly. 1-0. Outside ball two. And the catcher, Perez, will go have a conversation with Mercedes. Mercedes is 1-1 with a 2.25 ERA. This is his 11th appearance and 8th start this season. He's thrown 40 innings of work for the Giants, striking out 25 while walking 11. 2-0. Ground ball back up the middle. It's a slow roller. Shortstop Rodriguez picks it up, keeps his feet moving, and the throw to first ends the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work for Mercedes. We're going into the second still tied up. Really scoreless, I should say. Heading into the second scoreless, you're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma.
Cabrera back on the mound for the second inning. Scoreless, Matt Higgins bats from the left side, takes a ball low. Cabrera, 6'3", 190 pounds, right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. The pitch is a strike at the knees. Cabrera, 21 years old, just turned 21 last month. Signed as a free agent in 2021 by the Diamondbacks. 1-1. Misses low ball 2, 78-mile-an-hour breaking ball. This is Cabrera's 10th start of the season. He's thrown 40 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 42 and walking 18. 2-1. Line towards center. Guzman takes two steps to his glove side, makes the catch. One away. Here's Anthony Rodriguez batting from the left side. Rodriguez, the shortstop today, batting 357 this season. Rodriguez, originally from Venezuela, the pitch misses in. One oh. A strike. Cabrera steps and delivers. The pitch is fouled off. 1-2 count. Cabrera, in his last start, was in Lake Elsinore last Friday night. He threw 5 2/3 innings, giving up 2 runs, but just one of them earned. 1-2. Fly ball to center field. Guzman, for a first aid right where he was, now quickly takes 5 steps behind him, but makes the catch. 2 away. You knew it wasn't going to leave the yard, but I think the wind kind of picked it up a little bit. Guzman is able to recover easily. 2 away, nobody on for Gavello, the third baseman. Cabrera in his last outing earns the win. Again, 5 2/3 innings. Those 2 runs were off 7 hits. First pitch swinging is Gavello. Ground ball to the second baseman. Pena has it. And it's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Cabrera. Going into the bottom half of the second. Still scoreless. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
designated hitter Julio Carrion.
First pitch to Carrion is a strike on the outside corner. Mercedes back on the mound for his second inning of work. We're scoreless in the bottom half of the second. Pitch the designated hitter, a little low. The sun is setting behind the first base grandstand, so there's shadows over the infield, but a lot of sunlight still on the playing surface. 1-1, swung on and missed, count is 1-2. Carry on batting 284 this season. The Rawhide looking for their first runner of the day. The 1-2 was fouled off on the third base side. By the way, Rawhide wearing their traditional cream uniforms today with black socks and their black hat with the red V. The Giants are wearing their gray pants with their black and orange jersey and their black and orange hat. Here's the pitch. It's a cold strike three on the outside corner. Carrion thought it was low, but he strikes out for the first out of the second, and that's the first strikeout of the day for Mercedes.
First base for number 25, Gavin Contesello.
Gavin Contesello will now bat from the left side. One down, nobody on. Contesello almost at the Mendoza line. He's batting 199 this season. The pitch is swung on and missed. There's a pitch low in the dirt. Contesello has had a great series so far. 5 for 13, that's 385 with two doubles, a home run. He's driven in two. 0-1, misses low. He actually is having the best series out of anyone on the team. One one for Mercedes is a strike at the letters. One ball, two strikes now. Contesello's 11 doubles is the most on the team. He kicks the 1-2, fouled off. One, two again to Contesello, and it is again fouled off. Mercedes, he's 6'4", 190 pounds. Signed as a free agent in 2019 out of the Dominican Republic by the Giants. 1-2. Popped up left field side, but it's hooking foul, and it will land out of play on the roof of the Budweiser Red Zone.
By the way, that's a 40-cent prize ball. Take it to the general store to pick up a coupon for a free sandwich from Portisos. Sliced and fresh for over 50 years.
Mercedes did pitch for San Jose last season as well. 1-2. Swung on. It's low in the dirt. Gets by the catcher. Perez picks it up. Throws to first to complete the strikeout. Back-to-back Ks for Mercedes, although a long at-bat by Contesello. Two away, nobody on as Alvin Guzman steps to the plate. Guzman hit his third home run of the season yesterday.
Number 14, Alvin Guzman.
Right versus right matchup. Infield shading to the left. First pitch to Guzman. A little low. One-oh. Popped up. First base side, foul territory. Perez gives chase, and he makes the catch. Right near the dugout for the Giants. Another 1-2-3 inning of work for Mercedes. Still scoreless going into the third. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
And with more, we want to send it down to Eddie.
What's up, everybody? Eddie here with Spirit Radio. We want to thank Rawhide and Rawhide Week. We're so stoked to be here. Come out again on Sunday for Jordan St. Cyr. Hang out with us. Give us high fives. All right. Take care, guys.
Top of the third now, bending. Anderson. Randy Grace-Hale.
First pitch from Cabrera. Is high and in ball one. Top of the third inning, still scoreless. In his last inning, Cabrera had a 1-2-3 inning with two flyouts and a ground out. Previous inning, he did give up a double and a walk. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner, 1-1 count. The pitch is fouled off, out of play.
Broken windows is Basic Glassworks, 747-2000.
Yeah, 1-2 from Cabrera, outside. This is Cabrera's third professional season, but he only pitched in one game in 2021 after he was signed. 2-2. Foul tipped into the glove of Martin. He holds on to it. Strike three. First strike out of the day for Cabrera. Every Rawhide strikeout this season is presented by The Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust We Trust. Again, Cabrera only threw in one game in 2021 because he was signed in September. First pitch to P.J. Hilson. Misses low, ball one. Played in one game in the Dominican Summer League, and then the next year, 2022, spent all season in extended spring training and the Complex League. The pitch is swung on. Two hopper to the shortstop. Corniel has it. Throw to first. Just in time. Hilson thought he was safe. But Sabal says he's out. Two down. Giants have some speed. We've seen it so far. There have been a few close plays at first. Top of the order at the plate now, Turner Hill, the center fielder. He doubled. He has the only hit of the game for either team. Squares to bunt. Says he pulled back. And it's a little low, ball one. One oh. Strike on the outside corner. So again, Cabrera last year, he started the year in extended spring training. Then pitched in the Arizona Complex League and did come to Visalia for the last 7 weeks of season. 1-1. Ground ball to the second baseman. Pena has it. And that ends the inning. Another 1-2-3 inning of work for Cabrera. Rawhide still looking for their first runner of the day. Due up is Sanabria, Benitez, and Corniel. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Right fielder, Donier Sanabria.
Donier Sanabria leads it off for the Rawhide. Mercedes back on the mound for his third inning of work. Pitch to Sanabria, misses out, ball one. Lights are on now at Valley Strong Ballpark, but still a very light sky. And there is some sunlight on the playing surface still out in left field and center field. But not very bright. The pitch misses outside. It's not exactly cloudy, but I'd say hazy. 2-0 count. It's high, ball three. Sanabria yesterday hit his second home run of the season, an opposite field home run. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. 91 mile an hour fastball from Mercedes. Mercedes last pitched on June 3rd against Fresno. Although he did not start that game. The pitch. Called strike inside corner. Count is full. In his relief appearance, he threw three innings, giving up two runs, but neither of them were earned off of three hits, walked a batter, and struck out two. Payoff pitch to Sanabria. Outside, ball four. That's the first base runner of the day for the Rawhide. Comes in the bottom half of the third in a scoreless ball game. Johan Benitez, one of the newest additions to the Rawhide roster, is batting from the left side. Although he is not the newest addition today, the Rawhide added Emelin Montilla from the Arizona Complex League. He's a left-handed relief pitcher. And then Rawhide did place Brock Jones on the injured list. Benitez squares to bunt. He foul tips it. And the throw down to first is not in time as the catcher Perez throwing the first. But Sanabria back in time. So 0-1 count, nobody out, runner on first. Again, Brock Jones is on the injured list. From what I understand, it's not expected to be very long. I think it will just be 1 week. Ground ball to the shortstop. Rodriguez has it, flips to two, on to first. Not in time. Benitez is able to beat it out. Third baseman showing his speed. Now Juan Corniel will bat from the left side. One away, runner on first. Corniel, the .213 batting average. Switch hitter batting from the left side against the righty. The pitch is out. So again, Mercedes has pitched out of the bullpen. I believe it's three times. Yes, three times he's pitched out of the pen. Actually, the last three appearances. Last time he started a game was May 17th. The pitch is grounded to the first baseman. Cachel picks it, throws to second. It's in the dirt, but Rodriguez holds on to it for the out. Corniel thought he was safe, but Sabal says he's out. Beg your pardon, that's Benitez, who was out at second. Corniel reaches on the fielder's choice. Rawhide still looking for their first hit. Runner on first, two away, and Rojas bats from the left side. The pitch is low and in. Rojas flied out to left in his first at-bat. Corniel takes off. The pitch is fouled off. He'll have to go back to first base. Pitch is inside. Perez looks like he was going to throw down to first, but holds on to it. So again, the last time that Mercedes started, it was May 17th in Stockton. And he took the loss, throwing five innings, giving up two earned runs. Eight hits, walked one, and struck out two. The pitch is swung on, fly ball into right center field. Right fielder Hilson comes over, but it's the center fielder Hill who makes the catch to end the inning. We're still scoreless going into the top half of the fourth inning, and Jose Cabrera will be back on the mound for the Rawhide. For the play-by-play of the next three innings, it'll be Joey Gonzalez you are listening to and watching Rawhide baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
3.99% APR on the Adventurous RAV4 and the Road Trip Ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
Toyota is the primary automotive partner of the Mike City Rawhide. Toyota, let's go places. Their ground screw Andrew Lunger Polo is prepared by Cal Apparel, your local source for all your embroidery, screen, printing, and promotional product needs. Visit them at calapparel.net or give them a call at 733-7020. Salute to service would not be complete without a salute to military. Our military appreciate tonight is tomorrow an All-American Saturday. Use promo code ACBH. Take $1 off ticket purchases, excluding Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club. Tomorrow's game is also features a premium giveaway item with Rawhide Beach Towel, courtesy of Toyota. Be one of the first 500 fans at Valley Strong Ballpark tomorrow night. Get the must-have Rawhide giveaway item. First pitch at 7:00. This season, the Rawhide is partnering with Salt and Light, and signed and aligned on their mission to cultivate community with their experiencing homelessness. All right. Check the video board. We've got a birthday, 17th, number 17, George Villegas Jr. Happy birthday, George. And thank you for celebrating with us here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Happy birthday, George. Top out for the fourth inning. Now batting second baseman, Jose Ramos.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. We got a pitching duel on hand here in game number four of the six-game series. Ball on the ground on the left side of the infield. Scooped up, throw down to first in time. It's Corniel to Conicello. One pitch, one out. It's been a theme throughout this series for the San Jose Giants. Swing at the first pitch they see. And going right on the ground on the left side of the infield. And one quick out here for the Rawhide as we have a look here at Jose Cabrera's numbers. Five games, 2-3 record this season with a 3.60 ERA. Jose Cabrera, in fact, was the Cal League Pitcher of the Week back May 16th through the 21st. Pitch on the way, going right up the middle. That one's going to be scooped up by Corniel. Takes his time, throw it on the first in time. Two pitches, two outs. And if you're Jose Cabrera, you won't mind that. Two quick outs on two pitches. And just like that, the Rawhide are one out away from getting through this top half of the fourth inning. Jose Cabrera not throwing any strikeouts, just putting the ball in play, allowing his defense to stand behind him and make these plays happen. Inside pitch on the way to O'Neill Perez, 93-mile-per-hour fastball just inside for ball number one. Counts that one ball and no strikes. The cleanup hitter here for the Giants swings and fouls that one backwards. David Martin unable to snag that one. Hits the backstop, and the ball boy will come out and pick the ball up. So one ball and one strike here for Perez. He's had himself a pretty good series so far, 5-for-11. Cabrera's pitch on the way hit to the right side of the infield. That one's going to be scooped up by Pena. Throw down to first in time. What a quick inning there for Jose Cabrera. Six pitches, three outs. No hits, no runs, no errors. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Giants 0, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Wearing their Little League jersey will receive a free CSA passenger ticket to the game. Register to play, ball the bench line. Pre-game catch on the field. Player autographs. Services day of silence will be taken, but the first 200 kids decided through the link below will receive a wiffle ball and bat thanks to Play Ball and MILB with local support for Spirit Radio. Time to keep Kipper safe. All right, presented by Inside Security Group, 559-909-1515. All right, Isabella, take it away.
All right, thanks, Brian. We've got Caleb and Jonathan here ready to race and keep Tipper safe. Are you guys ready? On your mark, get set, go! Jonathan, Caleb, take off! Caleb's in the hot lead! Oh, look at Tipper mocking them! It's a close race, but I think Caleb's got it! And Caleb wins!
Congratulations, Caleb, for winning tonight, keeping Tipper safe. Higher level of professional security services. Contact us on executive retention and security at 559-909-1515. Be sure to get a raffle ticket for the Rawhide Merch Raffle tonight. You can win an autograph signed baseball. Raffle tickets start at only $1. You can get a raffle ticket from the salesperson walking around the ballpark. And also, you can also sign up at the Balance Cover Team Store to buy your raffle ticket. The winner's going to be drawn in the middle of the seventh, but will be announced in the eighth inning. We are heading bottom of the fourth inning, batting for the Rawhide, Manuel Pena.
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball here on Valley Sports Live. We move to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's going to be 2, 3, and 4 coming up for the Rawhide. Manuel Pena, David Martin, and Julio Guedion. Manuel Pena batting from the left side of the dish. Manuel Pena sporting the pink gloves and the pink and black cleats. Inside pitch called for strike number 2. And quickly finds himself behind the count. No balls and 2 strikes. Manuel Mercedes having a no-hit bid through 3 complete innings. Has given up 2 runners so far. Hit on the right side of the infield. That one's going to be scooped up by the first baseman, Andrew Cashel. He'll step on first unassisted. And Mercedes continues his domination. One down here in the fourth inning.
The catcher, David Martin.
Emmanuel Pena trying to turn on that one, trying to pull it down the first base line. And just taking it up at the belt was Cashel, and easily steps on first base without the assistance of Mercedes. So David Martin will step in for the Rawhide. 1-for-6 here in the series. Hits it on a line. That one's going to bounce through the shortstop. Rodriguez can't scoop that one up. And David Martin will reach for the Rawhide, and the Rawhide have a one-out single here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And that one's going to break up the no-hitter. They're going to count it as a hit. And that is a Rawhide first hit of the ball game. That's a Rosa Brothers Milk Company first hit of the ballgame with the Rosa Brothers Milk Company. Every sip is special. So David Martin, who for the last 2 games has played as the designated hitter spot, finds himself as the primary catcher for today's game, and he's the first base runner of the ballgame. Inside pitch goes for a ball to Julio Guedion. Guedion stepping in for the second time today. He struck out swinging back in the second inning. So Mercedes working from the stretch for just the third time in this ballgame. Martin with a small lead over at first base. Ball misses outside for Zach Morgan. He's able to backhand that one, and the count's now 2 balls and 0 strikes for Guedion. Rawhide were retired their first 6 batters in a row. All went down before reaching off a walk for Daniel Tenabria. 2 balls, 0 strikes. The pitch goes at the letters for the Rawhide. Called strike number 1. The Rawhide sporting their cream uniforms again today. Third time this series that we've seen it. The only other jersey that the Rawhide have worn this series was the Jueves de Toros uniform that was yesterday. Pretty clean uniform. The Rawhide were sporting the black tops with the Toros across the chest. That one's hit to the right side of the infield. That one's going to get through the gap. Ramos is way too far away from that one. Mark Martin will advance over to second base, and it's a back-to-back single for the Rawhide. Julio Carrion hits it through the right side of the infield, and the Rawhide have two singles in a row.
Coming to the plate, first baseman, Gavin Contesolo.
So here is Gavin Contesolo stepping up to the plate. The right-handed batter the left-handed batter just 1 point shy of 200. Contesolo will get ready for the pitch for Mercedes. A breaking ball misses outside, and it's going to get through the glove of Zach Morgan. Two runners are going to advance, and the Rawhide have runners in scoring position. Martin advances over to third base. And as a result, Kedion will advance over to second base. We'll see if they call out a wild pitch or just a pass ball. We'll see what happened here. Maybe the ball just gets lost. Looked like just mistimed the spin for Morgan, and it gets through his glove. And as a result, the Rawhide are 90 feet away from taking the lead with their first two hits here in the bottom of the inning. The delivery on the way takes an inside pitch below the knees for a ball. Two balls and no strikes for Contesolo. Manuel Mercedes was on a roll. And all of a sudden now he's got one out and two runners in scoring position. Contesolo has been really hot as of lately. Has a chance to get his 15th RBI of the year, but he's going to be patient on that pitch. Watches it below the knees for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. And now the catcher, O'Neill Perez is going to make his way out to the mound and have a quick discussion with Mercedes. So the first mound visit we've seen from O'Neill Perez taking charge. And having a word with Mercedes. Gavin Contesolo, I talked about, he's been hot lately. Just put into perspective, since May 15th, he's batting .301, which is the third best average among batters who have 50 or more at-bats since that time. Other players along that list is Christian Serta and Manuel Pena. So Gavin Contesolo looking really good as of lately. Three home runs, two of them came on the road trip. The three ball, no strike pitches all the way. Inside for ball four, and the bases are loaded for the Rawhide. So now Alvin Guzman steps up to the plate, and he has a chance to break this game open here in the fourth inning. Guzman hit a solo bomb last night. One of two home runs hit by the Rawhide last night. And now it's going to be a new ball here as O'Neill Perez will toss it from the home plate umpire, Tatum Littleton. The first base umpire is David Sabal. He's just right of the pitcher's mound. Mercedes will get ready for the pitch with bases loaded. The delivery on the way. Misses just outside for a ball. No balls and one ball, no strikes. So Alvin Guzman was struggling entering Wednesday night. He was 0 for 6 in the series before getting 2 out of 4 hits in that ball game. The delivery on the way misses outside for another ball. Two balls and no strikes, and that's now 6 straight balls from Mercedes. The Giants pitching is just 2 balls away from trailing in this ball game in a series where the Rawhide have not trailed at all. It's been difficult for the Rawhide to get close, nonetheless take the lead in this series. Two balls, no strike pitch on the way. Framed perfectly, clips the outside corner for strike number one. Guzman will get ready to step back in. If you're watching our Valley Sports Live broadcast, looks a little bit outside. The frame works. Works on Littleton. Nice frame by Perez. Two balls, one strike on the way to Guzman. Looked like he wanted to pull the trigger, but he didn't want to put the ball on the ground. And as a result, it's now two balls and two strikes, and Guzman can use his batter's timeout. Let's see where that one missed. So it looks like the last two pitches have been off the plate, but it had been framed perfectly by O'Neill Perez. Guzman trying to avoid getting a double play scenario. It's what the Giants are set up with right now. Two balls, two strikes, hit on the ground. This one's going to be scooped up by Rodriguez. Throw over to first, not in time. Alvin Guzman has an RBI single. one of the fastest guys on this Rawhide team. He leads the Rawhide in stolen bases, shows off his speed, going down the line to first base. A really athletic play for Rodriguez. He had to go down to both knees to catch that ball. Really no other play besides first base. He sees momentum completely going away from first. He's going over to third base. Guzman sprints down the line, an RBI single, and the Rawhide lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And that's going to bring up Daniel Sanabria to the plate. Hits it on the ground to the right side. Scooped up by Ramos. Flicks over to second for one. They're going to get the force out at second base. But that's going to be another run for the Rawhide. Julio Gedeon walks on in. And a fielder's choice for Sanabria. Two-way Rawhide lead 2-0 against San Jose. Nice piece of hitting here from the Rawhide on the last two pitches. You see the inside pitch from Sanabria, turns it, makes another difficult play for Ramos. His momentum going towards Keschel, has to turn his body around to get over to the shortstop. Rodriguez is able to get that out. And still a force out at any base. But a dangerous batter, Johan Benitez, 286, game three here in Visalia. Played the first two games of the series, Tuesday and Wednesday night, before taking the night off last night. Played over at first base in game number two on Wednesday night and was a designated hitter on Tuesday. Pitch on the way. Now it's going to be a pass ball, wild pitch. Conocello sprints on home, and he's going to get in there standing. It's going to be another run for the Rawhide on a wild pitch. They now lead 3-0, and Daniel Sanabria is going to advance into scoring position. He currently stands at second base. A pitch way too far inside. O'Neill Perez kind of tried to stab that ball, unable to do it. Emmanuel Mercedes, who had a no-hitter through the first three innings, has now given up three runs here in the bottom of the fourth. Benitez gets ready to do battle once again. One ball, one strike, two away for one of the newest guys on the Rawhide team. Right on left matchup. That one sent foul and out of play. That one's going to be fouled over the Budweiser red zone. As a result, now the count is now one ball and two strikes. That's a Vision Glassworks foul ball. For a free quote today, call 559-747-2000. One ball, two strikes, two away. The delivery from Mercedes misses in the opposite batter's box. Ball number two, and the count's now two balls and two strikes. Look over at Sanabria, currently standing on second base. He's got that right sleeve on. He's been wearing a lot of pink this week. And uses another bright color today in the form of red, the Rawhide red. Two balls, two strikes, two-way delivery for Mercedes, and that one misses outside once again. And the count is now three balls and two strikes. Johan Benitez batting at the number eight spot before Cornell bats at nine. Rawhide trying to turn over to get to the top of the order. Payoff pitch for the first time in this inning. Three balls, two strikes from the stretch. Delivery on the way. That one's fouled backwards. And Benitez has a chance to stay alive in the at-bat. Benitez will get ready for pitch number seven of the at-bat. Started off with a swinging strike to begin this at-bat before going strike, ball, foul ball. Two straight balls and a strike. And now it looks like the first base umpire, Davis Balls, signaling for a new ball. Can't tell what happened here, so it looks like Johan Benitez is going to walk over to first base. So runners on first and second here for the Rawhide. We'll get you an update on what happened right there in just a moment. And making the way out to the mound, Giants manager here.
All right, Matt Bixler celebrates your birthday.
But we do have a mound visit. It is a Shanti mound visit. The Shanti team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shanti team, your community matters. The mound visit will continue here.
By the way,
it's manager Jeremiah Nextet. Finally, he'll make his way off the field. Just trying to calm down Manuel Mercedes. With a strike away from getting out of the inning. There is a pitcher warming up in the Giants bullpen right now. Looks like number 40, Luis Moreno. 6'2", 175, right-hander. So he's getting ready inside of the Giants bullpen. I'm sure the Giants would like for Mercedes to at least get to the fifth inning before changing pitchers. Juan Cornell sets up for the Rawhide, takes an inside pit for strike number one at the knees. No balls and one strike. Juan Cornell playing over a shortstop today, played over a third base last night. He did have an error on that side. And just trying to get Cornell some more reps on the infield. No balls and a strike, gets the pitch on the way, swings and fouls that one backwards for strike number two. The count is now no balls and two strikes. Anderson Rojas awaits on deck, 0-2 on the day, struggling in this series, 1-11. And trying to get something going with runners on first and second. Rawhide lead 3-0 off of three hits here in the inning. Mercedes wheels and deals, misses in the opposite batter's box with ball number one, 1-2. So Daniel Tenabria is over at second base. Meanwhile, Johan Benitez is over at first. 1-2 count, the delivery on the way. Inside pitch called strike three, and that one will end the inning. Three hits, three runs, no errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the top of the fifth inning. The Rawhide lead over the Giants 3-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
I'm so excited to partner with Rawhide this week. I cannot wait to see you at the game. Go Rawhide!
Salute to those who serve series dinner by Spirit Radio. On Fire Minor pre-series tonight, the ballpark has a special brute. Tonight, the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club would like to welcome Learn for Life, a network of nonprofit schools that provide each student with personalized learning, career training, life skills. Also, I'd like to welcome Altura to the ballpark. In the Coors Light Lookout, I'd like to welcome Steve Dress. Equity Group has a new logo, but they are still the same full-service property management and professional real estate company serving by city and surrounding areas of Torrey and Kings County. I'd like to welcome Lysenia Citrus Packing Group. Toyota's primary automotive partner of the Rawhide. Toyota Let's Go Places in the Toyota Terrence. I'd like to welcome Mike and Janelle Broadbent. Quia Health Grandstand. I'd like to welcome Steve Hawkins, Budweiser official here in Lysenia Rawhide. Budweiser brings you all the action in the Budweiser Red Zone. Celebrating number 15. That's Mike. Happy birthday. And also like to welcome the Tulare Yankees. Also, the White Sox here at the ballpark this evening. Top half of the fifth inning now batting for San Jose. Left fielder Matt Higgins.
Move to the top of the fifth inning where Matt Higgins leads things off for the Giants. Giants trying to chip away here at Jose Cabrera, who's been very dominant here in this ballgame. He's only given up one base hit, and it came back on the first batter of the ballgame, Turner Hill. So Matt Higgins batting at the number five spot. It's going to be 5, 6, and 7 coming up. Higgins, Rodriguez, and Cabello. Two balls, on strikes on the way. An inside pitch goes for ball number three. A pretty long half inning there for Jose Cabrera to be seated. So he'll finally come on the mound, probably just trying to rewarm his arm up after being on the bench for that long. So get ready for the pitch. Three balls, no strikes. Higgins batting at 290, and he watches the pitch go at the chest for strike number one. Matt Higgins currently tied for third in the Cal League with 37 RBIs. He gets ready for the delivery on the way. That one goes inside for ball four. So Higgins will walk on down to first base. And it looks like the San Jose Giants have a leadoff walk.
Shortstop Anthony Rodriguez.
So finally the San Jose Giants get a runner on base for the first time since the first inning. And that ends a streak of 12 straight batters retired for Giants hitting. Ball misses outside for ball number one. Jose Cabrera has looked really good this year. The lowest ERA for any starting pitcher on this Rawhide team. Cabrera with a 3.27 ERA. The pitch on the way, and that one is swung on and fouled out of play. Talked about those numbers for Cabrera, the only player with fewer, the lower ERA with more than five games appeared in this season is the relief pitcher Alfred Murillo. We saw Murillo earlier in this series. Not the best outing of the year, but excluding that game, he's looked really good this year. And now he's going to stick through the right side of the infield, going over to second base is Matt Higgins. And Anthony Rodriguez has the second hit of the ballgame for the Giants and their first since the first inning. see what happened right here.
It looked like
Gavin Conocillo could have got that ball, but it looked like he thought he was going to have backup from Manuel Pena. And as a result, just sneaked past the infield. Conocillo is a natural third baseman, and we've seen him play really good third base all season long, really. As bunt sign shown here, just misses outside for a ball. They have been trying to put Conocillo over at first a little bit more as the season's progressed. But you can definitely tell he feels a lot more confident on the third base side. He's got a really nice arm, real athletic, speedy guy over on that third base side. Rawhide just trying to get somebody consistently at first base. As that one misses high for a ball to Thomas Cabello. Third batter here on the inning. Currently seventh in the Cal League with 7 home runs on the year. The guy with a lot of pop. We saw several balls go deep in the outfield yesterday. 2 balls, no strikes. Cabrera is still looking for his first out of the inning, and that one misses outside for ball 3, and he counts out 3 balls and no strikes. So Cabrera was wheeling and dealing for the first 4 innings. Manuel Mercedes was doing the same thing for the first 3 innings. And all of a sudden now the offenses have woken up. And there's been quite a bit of traffic since then. A high pitch for ball 4. 4-pitch walk from Jose Cabrera. And the Giants have their first 3 batters aboard. And it's going to be Andrew Cashel stepping up to the plate.
Andrew Cashel.
And now we're going to have a mound visit here. It's going to be the pitching coach, number 26, Tyler Barnes, making his way out to the mound. The whole infield is going to come in to have a discussion here, probably going over some things that they need to do to get it out here, where the force out's going to be. Are they willing to sacrifice a run? Is the force out going to come at home plate? All that type of stuff goes into a mound visit like this. However, it is a Shaw team mound. Is it the Shaw team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart? The Shaw team, where community matters. So we just saw some pitchers getting warmed up in the Rawhide bullpen. We'll see how long the leash is for Cabrera. We have seen him go 5 innings this season. In fact, last time he was here at Valley Strong, he had a really dominant performance against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes that ended with Jose Cabrera with an ecstatic celebration where he threw his glove down in his final inning of work. Would love to see some excitement like that from Cabrera. I'm sure we'll see it if he gets some sort of magician way to get out of this inning. Infield shifted to the right. Pitch misses outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. The last 2 ball games that Jose Cabrera has pitched in, he's gone 4 or more innings. Talk about that Rancho series, 5 complete, pitch on the way, fouled backwards. The count is out, 1 ball and a strike. So that Rancho series I was relating back to, he gave up 3 hits in that ball game, struck out 8, and then over at Inland Empire on May 26th, he pitched 4.2, gave up 8 hits. Cabrera gets ready to deliver the 1-1 delivery on the way, and that one's sent into left field. This could likely be a sac fly. Underneath that one is Rojas. They're going to bring in a run here. Charging on home is the Giants, and the San Jose has their first run of the ball game. Matt Higgins put on the Jets and sprinted on home to score the Giants now run. And it's now 3-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. Couldn't tell if that one was going to be deep enough. Anderson Rojas was underneath it, tried to give him a little bit of a crow hop to go. But Higgins had enough room with the ball deep enough into left field and comes in to score now. And the Giants have runners on first and second with P.J. Hilson stepping up to the plate. One away here in the inning. And that one sent into right field. This one's dropping quickly underneath. That one is Daniel Tenabria. He makes the play. And there's 2 outs here in the inning. Daniel Tenabria is having himself a pretty good series. We hadn't seen him until last night. He had that amazing double play ball
now,
last night.
Center fielder Turner Hill.
Yeah, if you did not see that play, go over to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And Daniel Tenabria, really nice play. It was a ball in the gap. Had a nice cutoff throw to Manuel Pena at second base, who hosed down 2 runners at home plate. Christian Cerda applied a double tag, and the Rawhide forced a double play. I mean, a really unique play, not something that I had ever seen before. Pitch goes in there for a strike to Turner Hill. No balls and a strike. But just a fantastic play. A 9-4-2 DP to preserve the lead at the time. And that one's fouled backwards, no balls and 2 strikes. The Giants could have broken it open to a 4-point lead at that point in the ball game, and the Rawhide kept it at 2. No balls, two strikes here, two away here in the top of the fifth inning. Cabrera trying to get out of this fifth inning with only allowing a run after he had bases loaded. Two flyouts on the last two at-bats. Delivery on the way, and that one is fouled, and it's going to bounce off the ground and hit Turner Hill in the face. Looks like he's going to just walk that one off. Luckily, he's all right. A lot of batters at this time, at this point in time in baseball, have that protected pad where the chin is. Yep, oh. Looked like it hit him a little higher up. I thought it hit him in the chin, and looks like it hit him just above the eyebrow. Looked like it was, may have clipped a piece of that ear guard. No balls, two strikes. Turner Hill away to the pitch. The delivery. One to pull the trigger, and a man's in motion, and now the San Jose Giants are caught in a pickle. Rodriguez is caught. Martin is going to hesitate to throw. He's going to hand it over to Cornell. Running it down here. Finally applies the tag on Rodriguez. He goes out of the base path, and the inning is over. So Gabello wanted to steal a base. He did not realize that Rodriguez did not pick up the single. And the San Jose Giants end up stranding two. One hit, one run, no errors. Two runners left on base for the Giants. And the Rawhide lead over San Jose 3-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
The 23 season, get your Rawhide beer band for only $25. Comes with your first fill. After that, all beers are $10. Premium domestic. Get $10 refills on your 24-ounce Rawhide beer band. And every game, Rawhide beer band dealer cannot be combined with either offers. Pick up your beer band and concession stands throughout the ballpark or the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club. All right, fans, grab those lucky number scorecards. We got some winners and some winning numbers to give to you. Open them up. Here we go. Valley Strong Credit Union. That lucky number is 6344. 6344. How about Valley Oaks? 6219. 6219. How we roll ice cream. 6143. 6143. Map 360 CO. 6242, 6242. Polish Republic, 5941, 5941. Fast Times, pair of tickets to Fast Times, 6273, 6273. Have these 20 numbers on your scorecard. What you need to do is head on over to the Balance Cover Team Store to claim your prize. Pitching for San Jose Luis Moreno, now batting. Anderson and Rojas.
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball here on Bally Sports Live. We move to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Rawhide lead over the Giants 3-1 off an explosive bottom half of the fourth inning. Rojas digs in from the left side. It's going to be 1-2-3 coming up for Visalia. Rojas will await the pitch, and he crushes that one into right field. Going back to the wall, and it bounces off the Toyota Terrace. Rojas rounding first. He's going to go over to second. He's going to keep on going, but he's going to hold up over at second base. And it's a leadoff double for Anderson Rojas. Nice piece of hitting there by Rojas. A hanging ball there, and he rushes it out there in the right field off the top of the Toyota Terrace deck. Rojas had the wheels turning. He looked like he wanted to turn it into a triple, but the ball wasn't out of reach enough from P.J. Hilson, and he holds up at second base, and the Rawhide have a runner in scoring position with no outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Manuel Pena at the plate to wait for the pitch, and that one goes outside for a ball. O'Neill Perez will grab that one out of the air. Pena is sporting the pink gloves, pink cleats, as mentioned earlier. Has some New Balance cleats on earlier with the same shoes I'm wearing right now. Yeah, that one hit into right field on the line. P.J. Hilson's going to scoop that one up. Rounding third base. Here comes Anderson. Rojas is going to slide in. He's going to be tagged out at the plate by O'Neill Perez. Hosed down by P.J. Hilson. What a throw from right field. And gets the out and preserves the 3-1 lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Looks like Rawhide are trying to be aggressive here tonight. And Rojas is out by about a leg length. And as a result now, one away with a runner on first base. David Martin will get ready to step in. And yeah, over at first, Martin will foul that one backwards. Count down, no balls, yes, strike. David Martin currently on a four-game RBI streak, tied for first on the team. He's also tied with Daniel Sanabria, who finds himself on a five-game hit streak. No balls, one strike here. David Martin batting from the left side to get ready for the upcoming pitch. The new pitcher in the ballgame, Luis Moreno. We'll give you Moreno's numbers here in just a moment. We're also going to give you the scores around the California League when we have the chance. 0-2 delivery. Martin choking up on the bat a little bit before that will happen. It's going to be a pickoff attempt over at first base. And easily getting back there is Manuel Pena. Reno looks over at third. Delivery on the way, and that one's hit opposite field, but it's going to land the left of the third baseline and out of play. So let's give you those numbers for Mercedes. He goes four complete innings. He went three hits and three runs. Those three runs were earned. Walked three batters and struck out three. So decent game and a really good game up to the third inning where he had a no-hitter. Throwback over to first base. Pena has to dive back. This one's a little closer than earlier. Pena dives in there safely. Now the new pitcher in the ballgame is Luis Moreno. We have seen him once in this series already. No balls, two strikes. Pena's in motion. It's going to be a hit and run. Scooped up on the first base side by Cashel. He's going to step on first. He thought about tagging Martin, but goes back and gets the out at first. And now two down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Looks like just a little ahead for David Martin. And as a result, sits to that right side of the infield where he's usually scooped up. So now Julio Querion steps to the plate, 2-for-9 here in the series. We get ready for the pitch with the runner on second base. A delivery on the way, breaking ball misses outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. So let's give you some scores around the California League. Inland Empire leads over Stockton 4-2. That game's currently in the top of the sixth inning. 1-0 delivery out of the way. Julio Querion swings and misses at that one. And the count is now one ball and one strike. Moving over to Fresno, about 35 minutes north of Visalia. Lake Elsinore leads over the Grizzlies 5-1. And then finally over in Modesto, the Nuts lead over the Quakes 5-0. Pitch misses outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. So those are your scores around the California League. As all of those series just mentioned move into game four of a six-game series. San Jose's just one win away from clinching the series. Outside pitch clips the outside corner for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. So San Jose looking to keep the winning streak going against the Rawhide. Currently on a three-game winning streak. Rawhide are on a three-game losing streak. Delivery on the way and swing and a miss. Julio Querion goes fishing on that one. Unable to catch up to the ball. The Rawhide get one hit and they strand a runner. Rawhide lead over the Giants 3-1. We have completed five innings of work. Listen to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Budweiser and our friends at Bud Beverage Company want to take a moment to salute some of everyday heroes in attendance tonight for all that you do. There's Bud for you. Thanks to Spirit Radio. Salute firefighters and the personnel who support our fire department. Want to say a special thank you to Torrey County Fire Department Honor Guard for their presentation of colors tonight before the start of tonight's game. Thank you. Let's give them a great round of applause. Fire Captain Jason Mollet, Lieutenant Will Scott, Lieutenant Juan Calderon, and Lieutenant Tony Mendoza. And, of course, we want to say thank you to our everyday heroes for their service. And now we ask all those who are firefighters tonight and those employed by our local fire department, please stand so we may salute you. Here's to the heroes, and thank you for your service. Let's move to top half of the section and heading to the plate. We've got Jose, Trevor Felder, Trevor Hill.
We're back to Rawhide Baseball here on Valley Sports Live. Jose Cabrera remains in the ballgame. That ball sent into left field, going back to the wall, and it's going to bounce off the top of the yellow line in left field. And rounding first base is Turner Hill, and he's got a leadoff double here for the Giants in the top of the sixth inning. Nice piece of hitting there by Turner Hill. Looked like that ball carried a little bit more
second
than Rojas
baseman
thought it was.
Ramos.
Tried to kind of just basket catch that one, but the ball is a little too far, bounced at the warning track, and goes over the Bud Light sign in left field, just underneath the Valley Strong scoreboard in left center field. So a leadoff single here for the Giants. You can tell their hitting is coming a little bit more together. Can't forget this is the number one batting average in the California League. Bunt sign shown for Jose Ramos before he decides to pull it back. Ramos a speedy guy, currently tied for second in the California League in stolen bases with 16. A guy you did not want getting on the base paths, especially if there's an empty base in front of him. Ramos gets ready once again. Two balls, no strikes. Cabrera currently sitting at 61 pitches here in the top of the sixth inning. Gotta wonder how much longer manager D. Garner is willing to let him go. Strike on the outside corner for strike one. Two balls and one strike. Reggie Crawford waits on deck for the San Jose Giants. Two balls, one strike. Almost gets the delivery. Heavy hack. Been able to catch up to that one. He passed down two balls and two strikes. Continuing the salute to service week here at Valley Strong Ballpark, presented by Spirit Radio. We thank all the firefighters here on Firefighter Appreciation Night. The first 200 fans were able to get Rawhide-themed fire jerseys. Two balls, two strikes, hit on the left side of the infield, diving on it. Is Benitez throw down a first in time. What a play by Zucker. Johan Benitez on all fours to catch that grab. Quickly gets up in time.
Of course, it was on deck. Brought to you by Geiger Electric. Give them a call at 559.
And the listed shortstop makes a really athletic play on the left side of the infield. They called the hot corner for a reason. And Johan Benitez just shut it down. And a nice play by Conicella to really stretch out there and make the grab. And there's one away here in the top of the sixth inning. Reggie Crawford at the dish. Takes an outside pitch for strike number one. No balls and a strike. First time we've got to see Crawford bat this series. The 2022 30th overall pick by the San Francisco Giants. A pitch on the way from Cabrera. Heavy hack from Crawford. Unable to catch up to that one. He's down to the count. No balls and two strikes. San Francisco back in 2021, they were the best team in baseball. 107 wins, and back to them. If any Bay Area listeners are listening, I'm sure y'all remember that one as Crawford lifts that one into left center field, going back to the wall, and that ball is gone. Reggie Crawford with an opposite field home run shot, and the Giants have tied the bowl game up at three apiece, and the former first round pick sends it yard here at Valley Strong Ballpark. We're talking about that San Francisco team
now
who was the best team in baseball.
Perez.
They lost the NLDS in game five off of a check swing. I remember watching that one in my apartment back in Texas, and it was just a crazy ending to a ball game. But they ended up getting that guy who just hit a bomb in the left center. And now here comes O'Neill Perez. He hits the ball into the gap in left center field. He stretches that one into two. It's picked out of the corner by Anderson Rojas. And back-to-back extra base hits for San Jose.
The runner
in scoring position with one away. And Jose Cabrera remains here on the mound. And now pitching coach Tyler Mark will make his way out. And we'll see if they're just buying some time here.
Mark will not make the decision to take her out of the ball game. That would be manager D. Gardner. Manager
John T. Will serve the ball game. Bradley serves the ball
here. John T. Will serve
the ball game. Mark is ready.
Matters. It's John T. for Community Matters. So Rivera will have the discussion here with Tyler Mark. Complete domination earlier in this game. Now the Giants have woken up. They're playing like the San Jose team. Currently in first place with Cal North. Wouldn't be surprised if they win that North at the end of the first half of the season. San Jose currently finds themselves at 8 games above Fresno.
Now,
Fresno did take the final 2 games of the series before San Jose came out here to Visalia. So one thing to keep in mind here, but with how many great hitters on the San Jose team, I can imagine it's going to be difficult to beat them. Hit through the middle of the infield, rounded the bases. Here comes O'Neill Perez. It's not even going to be close. The Rawhide will just throw it into second base. And for the first time tonight, the San Jose Giants have taken the latest down 4-3 here in the top of the sixth inning.
So the best hitter in the series, O'Neill
Perez, 5-for-11, now making 6-for-11, 6 hits in the series. And sends that one right up the middle. And ends up coming in to score a run, and it's now going to be Anthony Rodriguez stepping up to the plate. The sixth batter to bat here in the inning, and there's still one away for the Visalia defense. Pitch on the way and turns on that one and fouls it off to the right side. And the count now goes double balls and a strike. Top of the sixth inning, when we go to the bottom of the sixth, we'll give you the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Diamondbacks pulled off the win earlier. No balls and a strike. Broken bat hit to the left side. Johan Benitez is unable to pick that one up. Rounded the bases. Higgins goes from first to third. And the outfield still has yet to pick up the ball. And that's going to be an E5 going against Johan Benitez. He had a really athletic play earlier. But then that ball it looked like it took a nasty hop at the last second. And that ball is going to roll into outfield. And now it's going to be batter number 7 of the inning.
Thomas Gavello.
One thing that haunted the Rawhide yesterday was fielding woes. The Rawhide had 5 errors compared to the Giants' 1. And that's been the thing. That's been the theme of this series. The Rawhide have been in these ball games. They just haven't been able to play sound defense. That 5 errors yesterday. They've been in all 3 games of series. All 3 games they've combined. They've lost by all three games by less than 7 runs. 1 ball, no strike here for Thomas Gavello, the home run, the top 10 home run leader in the California League. He's got bases loaded. Looked like he wanted to pull the trigger. Goes right down the middle for strike number 1. He counts now 1 ball and 1 strike. 27 RBIs on the year for Gavello. 2-for-8 on the series. And he's 0-for-1 today with a strikeout and a sack fly back in the fifth inning. Pitch on the way. Check swing. Goes back to the mound. And it's going to be thrown over to first base. So Jose Cabrera looked like he wanted to throw the ball home, but it wasn't a force out at home plate. So Cabrera throws over to first base.
First base
back-to-back
Andrew inning
where Jose finds a way to really limit the damage. You could say, well, they scored 3 runs, but I think about it in the positive way. The glass is half full. The Giants only lead by 1 run, and it's been a team where you've struggled to lead all series long. 4-3 here in the top of the sixth inning. Ball misses outside. 1 ball, no strikes for Andrew Cashel. Cashel played in every game this series, including the first game when he came in as a pinch hitter. 1 ball, no strikes, 2 away. Breaking ball, hard hit. Now going to get through the right side of the infield. 1 run's going to come home. Here comes the second for the Giants, and it's going to be an RBI single for Andrew Cashel. And 2 runs are going to come home to score for the Giants. And San Jose now leads 6-3 here in the top of the sixth inning. The Giants have now scored 5 runs here in the top of
Brian
the sixth
Felder,
inning.
P.J. Hilson.
So P.J. Hilson will step up to the plate, and it's now going to be the 9th batter stepping up for the Rawhide, or for the Giants, excuse me. P.J. Hilson batting .233, one of the lower averages on this team. It's really shocking to say that that's a low average on any team, no matter what level you're at. You'll see about one guy in the 190s. Now, this San Jose team, they know how to hit the ball. They do it well every single game. That 273, I already mentioned earlier that they were first in the California League in batting average. Meanwhile, the California League average is 242. So San Jose batting a clear 31 points higher than the rest of the league. One ball, one strike, two away. Tolson trying to keep this five-run inning alive. The Giants have scored all six runs in the last two innings. 1-1 pitch on the way. It's going to be skied into right field. And yet Tanabre is underneath that one. It looks like he may have lost it for a second. Finally charging in. He's going to be underneath the ball as he lost his hat on the way. San Jose Giants
It's not simply a bar, it's not a pub, it's a cantina. Si, senor. Time down for the carry for Cannon's three-legged race. Contention's getting all lined up by the first base side. It looks like Isabella got the mic. Take it away.
All right, we've got our Caring for Kids three-legged race racers lining up right now. We've got Jay and Luke, Jordan and Savannah. We got some brother-sister rivalry. Are we ready to rock? All right, racers, on your mark, get set, go! And we're off to their hot lead. Ooh, they're neck and neck. They're still moving like turtles. Ooh. Luke is getting dragged by Jay right now. And he lost a flip-flop, but don't worry, he got it. We got Jordan and Savannah slowly creeping away. Oh my goodness, and Jordan is taunting them. Jay and Luke, you gotta pick it up. Oh, we got bunny hops coming from Jay. Luke and Jay coming home on that home stretch. Oh, Luke is down again. We got Jordan and Savannah slowly taking the lead. Oh, they're coming back. Oh, it is. Oh, he's completely out of the three-legged. Why? I think it's easy to say that Jordan and Savannah have easily taken this race.
Caring for Kids, nonprofit foster family agency that serves the needs of children who have been removed from their homes due to abuse and neglect. And he's caring for kids. Heading to the plate for the Rawhide. First baseman Gavin Pentecillo.
We're back here to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live. Stepping up to the plate for Visalia is number 25, Gavin Pentecillo. He'll be followed by Alvin Guzman and Daniel Sanabria. Gavin Pentecillo, 5 for 13. 10 total bases this series, which currently leads the Rawhide this series. Pentecillo, 0 for 1 on the day. Takes an inside pitch for strike number 1. No balls and a strike. Pentecillo is one of the three runs to score in this ballgame for the Rawhide as he takes the batter's timeout. He's trying to regrip his gloves, get the grip on the bat. Pentecillo walked back in the fourth, struck out on a 2-3 back in the second, sends that one right up the middle, and it's going to be a 1-3 ground out, and one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So it's the bottom of the sixth inning. You know what that means. It's time for the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We start off in High A, where the Spokane Indians defeated the Hillsboro Tops 6-3. Let's get ready for the upcoming pitch on the way. That one misses outside for Baldy Guzman. Moving over to Double A in the Texas League, Amarillo Sod Poodles defeated the Midland Rockhound 7-5. Over in Triple A, we'll give you that score after this pitch. Alvin Guzman 1-0. Delivery on the way for the speedy center fielder. Takes that one down the middle for strike number 1, and the count's even at 1-1. Over in AAA, Tacoma leads over Reno 7-2. Currently in the top of the seventh inning. 1-1 delivery on the way. And that one just below the knees for ball 2. And finally, in the major leagues, Arizona took down Detroit 11-6. And those are your final scores across the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. 2 balls, 1 strike. That one's fouled backwards. And now the count goes 2 balls, 2 strikes. Guzman will walk around after fouling that one off, so he's a batter's timeout. The way I like to think about it, You can't take the batter's timeout with you, so why not use it? Take advantage of the one timeout you get during each at-bat. So Cusbano, we get ready to step back in. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Sanabria waits on deck. The delivery, swing and a miss for Guzman. And he'll strike out for the second out of the inning.
Now batting in right fielder, Daniel Sanabria.
Daniel Sanabria will step up to the plate. A pretty nice crowd here at Valley Strong Ballpark here tonight. Majority of the seats being taken up here in the grandstands. As a hard hit shot back to the pitcher mound, scooped up by the pitcher and goes over on an underhand toss over to first base, where Andrew Cation will make the grab. 1-3 ground out for Daniel Sanabria. Rawhide go down in order. Three up, three down. We go to the top of the seventh with Jill Guerin will take us the rest of the way. San Jose leads over Visalia 6-3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Our garage screens we provide the phones prepared by Calipero, your local source for all your embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products. Visit them at Calipero.net or give them a call at 559-733-7020. One of the deals for Bank of Executive Snack Bar and Grill. You'll get $5 off purchases of $30 or more, excluding alcohol. Snack Bar and Grill. All right, fans, we're going to make you popular. We're going to make you famous if you check the video board. You know why? Because it is time now to pucker up for the Rawhide Kiss Cam.
I've heard you say it.
There you go, pucker up, Kiss Cam. That's you. Okay.
I don't know about that.
Oh, me. I'm on the TV. Yeah. It might be you next, so get ready. Oh, that was romantic.
Seems to me like it's not.
Calm down.
It's just not enough. Man. It's just not enough.
All right, I get the kisser. And you now on the camera. Let's see if we get one more before we get to the next matter. All right, there's the last one. Make it last. Center fielder, Turner Hill.
New pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide is Axel Anduesa. The pitch misses in ball one. Anduesa delivers, and it's a line drive to the left fielder, Rojas. He goes back. One away. Hill is retired. One down, nobody on. Again, new pitcher on the mound is Axel Anduesa. First pitch to Ramos. It comes high and in, and it hits him in the helmet. Athletic trainer checking in on him. The athletic trainer is Christian Fossler. There will be a runner on first.
Yeah.
All right, looks like Ramos will stay in the game. We'll take a look at the replay. It came in, so really it hit kind of almost the neck area. I don't think it actually got his face, but I don't think it was the entire helmet either. Definitely got part of his body. Runner on first, and Reggie Crawford is batting from the left side. He hit his first home run of the season over left field wall. Pickoff attempt at first base. And Ramos is back safely diving. Another pickoff attempt. This time he gets out. Nice draw by Andueza. Picking off Ramos, two away. Andueza back-to-back pickoff attempts, and it gets Ramos. Great throw, good tag by Contasello, two away. Pitch to Crawford, swung on and missed. Andueza again in relief for Cabrera. Call to the bullpen, as always, is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. The pitch is inside. Again, Crawford had his first professional home run. In the last inning, it drove in two runs to tie up the ball game. The pitch is fouled off first base side. The Giants went on to score three more runs in that inning. Only three of the five scored in that inning would be earned to Cabrera. But right now the Giants lead 6-3. Infield shifting to the right. Andueza kicks. The pitch is swung on and missed strike three. It was in the dirt. Martin throws to first base to complete the strikeout. Despite the hit by pitch, it is a 1-2-3 inning of work for Andueza. Rawhide trail by three, and it's stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Samantha, celebrate your 11th birthday here this evening. Happy birthday, Samantha. Look, there's a photo on the video board. Now it's time to get up and stretch those.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. It's the bottom half of the seventh inning. Johan Benitez leading it off for the Rawhide. They trail by three. Swings the first pitch, but it's foul. down the first base side. Benitez today, he has hit a ground ball to short, and he's also been walked. Infield shifting to the right. Pitch from Moreno. It is a strike on the outside corner. This is Moreno's third inning of work. He came in relief for Mercedes in the fifth inning. The pitch misses outside. The pitch is swung on. It's a little ground ball, third base side. And Benitez is safe at first base. The third baseman cannot make the play. But the pitcher, Moreno, did come off the mounds, but no chance they were going to get Benitez with his speed. An infield single that maybe rolls about 40 feet down the third base side. But the Rawhide have their leadoff man on. Now Juan Cornell comes to the plate. The pitch is popped up third base side. Foul territory. They're giving chase, and it lands out of reach the third baseman, Gavello. It was past the fan dugout on the third base side. I think it was right near Autograph Alley. If Gavello was able to get there in time, I think he would have been able to make the catch. It wasn't out of play, but just too far of a run and really close to the fence where you don't want to be slamming into that with your elbow. 0-1 count. Still the runner on first is Benitez. The pitch to Cornell is low and in, ball one. The pitch. Ground ball, broken bat. Finds its way into right field. Benitez stays at second. And I think that's the correct decision. Remember, we have seen Hilson already throw out a runner at the plate. No need to run on the right fielder. Back-to-back singles for the Rawhide. And the top of the order, Anderson Rojas comes to the plate.
Now batting for the Miami Rawhide. That's left fielder, wearing number 35, Anderson Rojas.
Runner on second, Benitez, and on first is Cornell. Infield at double play depth, third baseman Gavello is in case he decides to bunt. So is the first baseman, and the pitch misses in, ball one. He does not square on that pitch. One oh. Misses in ball two, and look like the catcher Perez was crossed up there for a little bit, but able to hold on to the ball. Rawhide trail by three. They have two runners on, nobody out. Rojas has doubled today. The pitch. Outside, ball three. Pitch from Moreno. Misses low, ball four, and the bases are loaded for the Rawhide. Here comes Manuel Pena, the second baseman today. He's one for three.
Second base run, Manuel Pena.
And here comes the pitching coach, Dan Runzler, for the Giants.
Yeah.
Pena. Performing well with bases loaded. He is 3 for 7. Driving in 5 of his 24 runs with the bases full. Runner on third, Benitez on second, Corniel. They both singled, and on first is Rojas. He walked. All of the base runners have speed. So does Pena, who's at the plate. Nobody out, bases full. Pitch to Pena, strike at the knees. Rawhide trail by 3, but both teams have 7 hits today. Moreno delivers. Oh, a line drive right back up the middle. The pitcher snags it, throws to third to get Benitez. A double play for the Giants. My goodness, Pena rips that up the middle. Moreno's glove was right there to make the catch, and Benitez just took off on contact when he saw it hit that hard up the middle. If it was a left-handed pitcher, that'd be a base hit up the middle. Instead, it's a double play. Took the wind out of the sails for Visalia. Runners on first and second still with 2 outs as David Martin is batting from the left side. He swings at the first pitch as a ground ball through up the middle. Corniel will score. The throw goes to third, but Rojas is safe at third base. The Rawhide now only trail by 2 thanks to David Martin. 2 away, runners on the corners, and the designated hitter, Julio Carrion, comes to the plate with the Rawhide trailing 6-4 in the 7th. So not all of the wind was taken out of the sails, right? They've picked up at least 1 run here. Rojas on third, Martin on first. First pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Carrion today is 1 for 3. He has singled and also has struck out twice. This is the second time he is facing Moreno. 0-1. Strike at the knees. No balls, 2 strikes. Oh, 2. Fouled off. Infield back, shifting to the left side. 0-2. Fouled off again. He stays alive. Moreno now at 40 pitches thrown. Again, this is his 3rd inning of work. Glove at the chest, accepts the sign. He sets and delivers. Fouled off again. Cold strike 3 on the outside corner. Carrion strikes out looking to end the inning. Rawhide strand 2 runners on, but they pick up another run and they trail 6-4 going into the 8th inning. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
The catcher, O'Neill Perez.
O'Neill Perez leads it off for the Giants. Anduesa back on the mound. Pitch misses in ball one. Anduesa threw a 1-2-3 inning of work in the seventh, although he did hit a batter. But he later picked him off. Giants lead 6-4 in the eighth. The pitch is a strike on the high outside corner. Anduesa, the second pitcher of the evening. He's in relief for Cabrera, who is in line for the loss. Although Cabrera threw six innings, giving up six runs, four of them earned, seven hits, three walks, and a strikeout. The pitch is popped up. Shallow right field. Snobbery takes a few steps in. One away.
Left fielder, Matt Higgins.
Matt Higgins bats from the left, one away. Higgins has singled, lined out, and has walked. Anduesa kicks. He squares to bunt, but fouls it off. Anduesa recently has done really well for the Rawhide. His first, I'd say, 2 weeks were shaky. Definitely his first outing was shaky. But he's worked his ERA down to 4.91, 0-1. Misses high and in. At one point, his ERA was above 100 again. Like I said, his first few weeks were shaky, and the first one in particular was really not good. But Anduesa has honestly really surprised me with how well he's pitched the last month. Pitch to Higgins, misses high. Now he's 1-1 with a 4.91 ERA through 18 appearances, throwing 26 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 28 and walking 13. Opponents are now batting just 196 against him. 2-1, misses out, ball three. Outside, ball four. Anduesa walks Higgins to put a runner on first with one down. Brings up Anthony Rodriguez. He's flied out to center field, singled, and he's also reached on an error by the third baseman, Benitez. Infield shifting to the right. They're at double play depth. The pitch is fouled off out of play. One outside. Anduesa originally from Venezuela, and he was actually signed as a catcher. Last year he was catching for the High A Hillsboro Hops, then was placed on the development list to become a pitcher. 1-1 is popped up out of play. Count is 1-2. And that lands in the Northgate parking lot, so it's a broken window for Vision Glassworks. For all your auto glass needs, call or text Justin at Vision Glassworks, 559-747-2000 for a free quote. 1-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Rodriguez strikes out for the second out of the inning. That is the second strikeout of the day for
Thomas Gavello.
And Duesa. All strikeouts are brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. Giants have only struck out three times today. Now, Thomas Gavello bats from the left. He fouls off that pitch. Take a look at the scores around the California League. Stockton leads Inland Empire 8-4 in the eighth inning. Lake Elsinore leads Fresno 7-5 in the sixth, and Modesto leads 6-0 over Rancho in the seventh. 0-1 outside. Two down, runner on first. The pitch bounces in front of the plate. Higgins was off on the pitch, so he will be awarded a stolen base. Nice block by Martin, though. That, again, bounced in front of the plate, and Martin was able to body it up.
Andrew Cancho.
And I beg your pardon, it actually is going to be a hit by pitch, so it's not a stolen base. I didn't see that until I saw the replay there. Thank you to JT for getting us that. So I beg your pardon, not a stolen base. It's a hit by pitch as Gavello is now on first base. Bounced in front of the plate and then hit Gavello on his arm. First pitch to Cachel is swung on and missed. So runners on first and second, two outs. Cachel has struck out, had a sacrifice fly out to left, and he's also had a two-run single. And that single was hit into right field. The pitch is low, ball one. If you're watching, Andres is kind of falling off the mound, and he does do that. The best way to describe the way he pitches is, again, he just became a pitcher less than a year ago. It was like someone taught him, you need to follow through completely, and his follow-through honestly kind of makes him fall over sometimes. The pitch is ripped down first base side, foul. And I'm not sure if Anduesa loses his footing when he follows through like that or what it is. Sometimes he looks down on the mounds like he stepped in a hole or something, but I promise you the mound's not that lumpy. One ball, two strikes, two outs. The pitch, breaking ball that misses. Ball two. Infield shading to the right, 2-2. Line towards left. Rojas going back, still going back. Leaps up. It's over his head. Higgins scores. Gavello being waved around third. No throw to the plate. A two-run single for Cachel. He has driven in four runs today for the Giants. They're giving that an error to Rojas in left field. He leaped up and was unable to make the catch. Looking at the replay, did hit off his glove. So it's not a single for Cachel. It's an error. Which would mean those two runs will be unearned.
Shot team of full service, Willis and 18, proudly serving the valley in Central Coast with Hockey. Shot team, Unity Bennies.
PJ Hilson will bat from the right side, but first, Tyler Mark having a conversation with Anduesa and Martin. Every Rawhide Mound visit this season is presented by the Sean team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters.
Wilson, the batter for San Jose.
8-4 ball game. in the top of the eighth inning. Hilson at the plate, runner on first, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. Still waiting on the 0-1. Pitch is fouled off over our heads. Count is 1-2. And that lands in North Gidding Street. Another broken window for Vision Glassworks.
747-2000 Vision Glassworks.
O2 popped up. First base side.
Could be a Portisense prize ball ticket to the general store for a free coupon for a free sandwich from Portisense.
Anduesa sets. Checks the runner, 0-2. Low in the dirt, nice block by Martin. Big off attempt at first base. He's back safely standing up. Just handed tonight's announced attendance, 2,590, 2,590. 1-2. Just misses high. Ball two. Nice pitch from Anduesa, but didn't get the call. The pitch is fouled off. Long at bat by PJ Hilson. He's 0 for 3 today. Two, two. Low ball three. There is movement in the Rawhide pen. Payoff pitch, runner on first will be off. Here it is. It's fouled off into the netting. We'll do it again. This will be the ninth pitch of the at bat. See, it's the right-handed pitcher warming. The pitch is fouled off again. Would have been ball four, but Hilson fouls it off in a very defensive swing. Going through our roster, I think it might be Gustavo Del Pozo who's warming. Unable to confirm that. All the banners in the way of the bullpen. Payoff pitch again. Swung on and missed strike three. Anduesa strikes him out, wins the battle to end the inning, but another two runs score. And it's an 8-4 ball game going into the bottom half of the eighth inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley.
Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
Batting for the high first base run, Kevin Tantoncello.
Rawhide trail 8-4 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tantoncello takes the ball outside from the new pitcher, number 54, Julio Rodriguez. Right versus left matchup, Tantoncello batting from the left, and that pitch is a strike. Tantoncello has struck out, walked, and he's grounds it out to the pitcher today. Infield shading to the right. Pitch from Rodriguez, misses low and out. Just a little over 2 hours into this ball game, 9:07 local time. Go through all of the scores in the Diamondbacks organization. 2-1. Swung on and missed strike two. In the Dominican Summer League, the DSL Arizona Black team fell 14-6 to the Padres. Meanwhile, the Arizona Red team in the Dominican Summer League lost 5-3 to the White Sox. 2-2, fouled off. In the Arizona Complex League, the ACL Diamondbacks Black team fell to the Giants 8-0, and the Diamondbacks Red team in the ACL defeated the Guardians 4-2. 2-2. Ground ball to the third baseman. He backhands it. The throw to first is in time to get Tantoncello. Nice play by Gavello for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on for Alvin Guzman, batting from the right side as the Rawhide still trail by four. In Hillsboro, they had a day game today. They fell to Spokane 6-3 through 10 innings. Amarillo defeated Midland 7-5. And Reno currently trails Tacoma 8-3 in the eighth inning. First pitch to Guzman, swung on and missed. That was a slider that would have been way outside. 0-1. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 0-2. The pitch is popped up first base side, but out of play. So again, Rodriguez in relief for Moreno, who threw three innings for the Giants, giving up one run off of five hits, walked a batter, and struck out three. Rodriguez is the third pitcher of the evening for San Jose. 0-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Guzman strikes out for the second out of the inning. Johnny Sanabria, the right fielder, now comes to the plate. Still an 8-4 ball game. Giants lead. Sanabria has walked, hit a ground ball to second to drive in a run, and he's also grounded out to the pitcher. First pitch to him is swung on and missed, strike one. Rodriguez is 2-1 this season, a 6.41 ERA, and it is his 17th appearance out of the bullpen. He's thrown 20 innings of work for the Giants so far. 0-1, low in the dirt. In those 20 innings, he has struck out 22 while walking 10. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball two. This is the second time this series that the Rawhide are facing Rodriguez. The pitch is fouled off. Two balls, two strikes. So Rodriguez did pitch, and he earned one of the wins. He earned the win on Tuesday. We went into extras. 2-2. Pitch misses low, ball three, full count. That day, he threw two scoreless innings for the Giants. Did not give up a hit. He walked one batter while striking out three. Three balls, two strikes, two outs to Sanabria. The pitch. Cold strike three on the low outside corner. Sanabria thought it was ball four, but he's rung up for the final out of the inning. 1-2-3 inning of relief for Rodriguez. Giants lead by four as we go into the ninth. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it
happen. You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Turner Hill, the batter for San Jose.
New pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide is Gustavo Del Pozo. He delivers a strike at the knees to Turner Hill. Top of the ninth inning. Giants lead 8-4. Del Pozo in relief for Axel Anduesa. 0-1. Strike on the inside corner. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. 0-2. Ground ball up the middle. Hits off the glove of Del Pozo. Pena picks it up, throws to first in time to get Turner. I have it as a 1-4-3. I'm not sure what the official score will put, but the important thing is that the leadoff man is out. Jose Ramos will now come to the plate. He has walked today, grounded out twice, and he was hit by a pitch. It was a scary moment where it looked like it hit him on the helmet from where we were able to see. First pitch to him. Swinging bunt down the third base side. No one's going to be able to get to it. Del Pozo finally picks it up, but no chance of getting Ramos there. Del Pozo, frankly, did not come off the mound very quickly, but I don't think he would have gotten Ramos anyway.
At the point, designated hitter, Renzi Crawford.
So swinging bunt makes it an infield single. And Reggie Crawford coming to the plate. He's the designated hitter today. First time we've seen him hit this series. The pitch is swung on, foul tipped into the glove of Martin. 0-1. And he has hit his first professional home run. It was in the sixth inning. And it tied up the ball game 3-3 at the time as that pitch misses. Beg your pardon, it's a pickoff attempt. Oh, one swung on and missed. Runner takes off the throw to second is high, but Corniel able to leap up to make the catch. Will be a stolen base for Ramos, his 17th of the season. Runner in scoring position for the designated hitter now. So Crawford is not the first two-way player that we've seen this season. Dylan Phillips for the 66ers also can hit and pitch. The pitch is swung on, ground ball to third. The throw is not in time. We're going to go through this one again. So the runner took off. That drew Benitez towards third. Crawford swung, and the pitch was hit right to where Benitez would have been. He did lay out trying to stop it. He couldn't. Corniel picked it up knowing that Ramos was then going to attempt to score on the play. He threw home, but it was not a hard throw at all. No chance of getting Ramos. It will be an infield single and an RBI for Crawford. 9-4 ball game. First pitch to Perez, misses outside. Not every day you see an infield single that drives in a runner from second with no error on the play. The pitch misses high, ball two. Two-oh, popped up and fouled off out of play. Perez has doubled today. He's 1-for-4. Del Pozo delivers high fly ball into center field. Guzman comes in. Two down. Crawford retreats back to first. Here's Matt Higgins, the left fielder. He's walked twice today, and he's also had an RBI single. The only time he's been retired is when he lined out to center back in the second inning. Pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 0-1. Del Pozo delivers, and the pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Del Pozo, no wins or losses. It's his third appearance out of the pen, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Higgins strikes out to end the inning, but another run scores for the Giants. They lead by five as we go into the bottom of the ninth inning. Rawhide beat 5 to extend it and 6 to win it. It'll be Julio Rodriguez back on the mound for the Giants. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Cahuilla Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to cahuillahealth.org/SRC. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Bob the Knife coming and bending for the Knife City Rawhide. Third baseman, Johan Benitez.
Johan Benitez bats from the left side against the right-handed pitcher Rodriguez. He takes the ball inside. Bottom of the ninth inning. Giants lead 9-4. Rawhide need 5 to extend this game into extras and a 6 to win it. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Rawhide have not been able to defeat the Giants yet this series. And it's the only time they'll host the Giants this season. The pitch is swung on and missed. A breaking ball on the inside corner. Benitez swings and misses and calls for time. 1-2. Rawhide have not lost to the Giants by more than 2 runs. In fact, the last 3 games have all been 2-run lead for the Giants. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 3. Benitez strikes out for the first out of the ninth, and that is 3 consecutive strikeouts for Rodriguez. It is his second inning of work. The first batter he faced was Contesello, who grounded out to third. He then struck out Guzman, Sanabria, now here Benitez. Corniel trying to change that trend. The pitch is inside, 1. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. The pitch misses very high. Infield shifting to the right against Corniel. The pitch swung on and missed. 2-2. Corniel today has singled. He's also struck out and hit a ground ball to first. Outfield shading to the left. 2-2. Misses low. 3. Payoff pitch. Called strike 3. Low outside corner. Corniel threw his bat thinking it was 4, but he has been rung up by Littleton. That is 4 consecutive strikeouts for Rodriguez.
Anderson Rojas.
2 down, nobody on, and Anderson Rojas is batting from the left side. The pitch. Misses low and in, 1. That pitch misses, 2. Rojas today has doubled and walked and flied out twice. 9-4 ball game. Giants lead, 2 outs in the bottom of the ninth. The pitch. Strike at the knees, 2-1. Breaking ball misses, 3-1 count. Hitters count for Rojas. The pitch misses out, 4. Rawhide have a base runner with 2 outs. The bottom of the ninth inning is Manuel Pena comes to the plate. Peña today has hit the ball well. And aside from his ground out to first, he's hit everything really hard. A line out to second, a single into right field. Then he lined into a double play, a line drive right back up the middle. The pitcher Moreno was able to make the catch, then throw to third for a double play. Rojas takes off for second. I believe it'll be catcher's indifference. But he's in scoring position now. 0-1 count, two down. The pitch, inside, ball one. Nice crowd here today at Valley Strong Ballpark, 2,590. A lot of them have stuck around despite the Rawhide trailing by five. Some of them sticking around for the tennis ball toss as the pitch is fouled off, count is one and two. Every Friday and Saturday, we have the Hummus Republic tennis ball toss that happens over in the CSCA pasture after the game. You can win another ticket to a Rawhide game, autographed memorabilia like a Drew Jones signed ball, gift cards, and there's also cash that you can win if you hit a bucket that's all the way out in right center field. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Peña strikes out to end the inning and end the ball game. Rodriguez threw the two final innings for the Giants, and he struck out five through those two innings. Giants hold on to win 9-4. And they now lead the series 4-0. They have guaranteed to at least win this series. Rawhide now lost four in a row. They're trying to snap that losing streak tomorrow. First pitch will be at 7 o'clock for tomorrow's game. Expected pitcher tomorrow is Ricardo Yon. Expected pitcher for the Giants is Hayden Wynja. Again, first pitch will be at 7 o'clock. We'll be live right around 6:55 here on Bally Live and at rawhidebaseball.com. Stick around for the post-game show. I believe Bally Live will actually probably stay on because of the Hummus Republic tennis ball toss, but I want to say thank you to JT and the crew and the press box next to me for always having the correct camera angles, having the stats up, and manning the replay. Thank you to First Pitch Entertainment, our ownership group, the Visalia Rawhide, and a thank you to Joey Gonzalez for covering innings 4, 5, and 6. Stay there for the postgame show, but the final score, Giants 9, Rawhide 4. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
In a game that took 2 hours and 27 minutes, the Rawhide fall to the Giants by a score of 9-4. The Giants outhit the Rawhide 9-8. Giants did not commit an error while the Rawhide did commit two. Before you take you through this game, want to go through the Cal League scores again. Every other team is in the ninth inning. Stockton leads Inland 10-4. Like Elsinore and Fresno, they're tied up in the ninth at 7 runs each. In the ninth, Modesto leads Rancho 6-2. Okay, let's go through this ball game. Jose Cabrera was on the mound for the Rawhide. He threw 6 innings, but he will be handed the loss. He's now 2-4 on the year. He threw 4 scoreless innings for the Rawhide, but then gave up a run in the fifth. At that point, it was a 3-1 ball game. And then five runs scored in the sixth. Only three of them would be earned to Cabrera, but he still takes the loss. The Rawhide fall 9-4. The Rawhide scored first in the fourth inning. Three runs came in on three hits. It was an RBI single hit by Guzman, an RBI ground out by Sanabria, and then a wild pitch allowed a run to score as well. The Rawhide did lead 3-0 in the fifth. A run scored, a sacrifice flyout hit by Andrew Cachel, making it 3-1. And then, as I mentioned, in the sixth inning, that was when the Giants took the lead. It was a 6-3 ball game. They sent nine batters to the plate, had five hits, and again, one error did allow two runs to score as well. That was a 6-3 ball game. In the seventh, the Rawhide picked up another run. In fact, in reality, they could have had more. Bases loaded, nobody out. And then Manuel Pena hit that hard line drive up the middle. It was caught by the pitcher Moreno. And then he threw to third to double off Corniel at third. In the next pitch, David Martin singled into center field, scoring Benitez from second, making it a 6-4 ball game. Rawhide got it close to a two-run game, but in the eighth, two more runs would score. They were unearned because of an error in left field by Rojas. It was a really well-hit ball. He leapt up to try to make the catch, a hit off his glove. It's ruled an error, and two runs scored on that play, making it 8-4. And in the top of the ninth, another run would score, an RBI single hit by Reggie Crawford, the designated hitter, that made it 9-4, and the Rawhide were unable to come back from that five-run deficit. The highlight for the Giants, the big play of the day, really is the home run hit by Reggie Crawford. He was the first-round pick by the Giants last year. A two-run blast tied up the ball game in the sixth inning, and not just that, but it was also his first professional home run. Reggie Crawford with the tying home run in the sixth inning, his first professional homer. Winning pitcher today for the Giants is Luis Moreno. He is now 1-1 this season. He threw three innings for the Giants, giving up five hits, one run, walked a batter, and he struck out three. So again, the losing pitcher, Jose Cabrera. Winning pitcher is Luis Moreno, in a game that took 2 hours and 27 minutes in front of 2,590 fans. This Firefighter Friday is brought to you by Spirit Radio. Tomorrow is All-American Saturday, presented by Budweiser, and we will have Military Appreciation Night as well. If you use the promo code ACVH at checkout, when you get your tickets, you will have $1 off each ticket, and $2 gets donated to a Combat Veterans Hope. All day, every day, music to lift you up. Not only that, if you are one of the first 500 fans through the gate, you have a chance to receive a camo beach towel presented by Toyota. So a lot going on tomorrow. For more information and to get tickets, you can go to rawhidebaseball.com. Before we sign off, we're going to finalize the Cal League scores one more time. Still tied up at 7 in the ninth inning, Lake Elsinore and Fresno. Right now, Rancho threatening Modesto in the top of the ninth inning. 6-4 ball game. Modesto still leads. And Stockton did defeat Inland Empire 10-4. If you're listening with us on Bally Live or at rawhidebaseball.com, you can go over to listen to those games as soon as we wrap up from here. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to tonight's ball game. Again, thank you to JT and the crew in the press box. We'll be live tomorrow at 7 o'clock for Ricardo Yon on the mound and Hayden Winya on the mound for the Giants. One last time, the Rawhide falls to the Giants 9-4. Giants, 9 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Rawhide, 4 runs, 8 hits, and 2 errors. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today. You've been listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.